fucking love Jeremy.
You bastard.
Oh, you bastard.
Speaking of which, hi Dan.
You're a bastard.
You're a bastard.
Oh, it sounds so lovely in these headphones.
It's a mixture of the two.
It's the first time I've had them on, isn't it?
Is it? Oh, yeah, because you were.
My ex had shit once first time.
I had shit once first time.
Been live from Beirut. I didn't have any. I didn't have any of them. Trying to be more eloquent and
coming in his ears.
Enunciate properly.
Pick up everything these, don't they?
So are you?
Enunciate you properly.
You're a bastard.
You bastard.
Thank you.
Love it.
Josh, we're going a bit thin on top there, kid.
Oh shit, yeah.
It's uncool to point it out. My kids have started pointing at mine as well.
Can't hear you. Can't hear cunt.
Innit?
My kid did
I'm
that.
I'm oldest here and I'm not even going bald.
Oh, shut up.
Soz.
Got some weird things going on with you though, aren't you?
What?
Like weird fucking gabies on your fingers and that.
That's just eczema.
Dan, has he got a wig? Is that like stuck on?
No.
It's like grey down the sides and then dark thick, on top. Yeah. But slap on top. Is...
It might just hit him like that though. Or it might just be all right forever.
I'll fucking hit you like that.
Some pit. You
bastard.
You can't hit him.
The point as well.
Oh, I can't think out quick enough there.
No, because you're shit.
You can't hit a target. You can't hit a target with an axe, can you? Cunt.
No, I can't.
You were...
You're
right there, Ash.
But give me a gun, and we're all right.
Got to turn that on.
If you were a rat, you'd be shot right between the eyes.
You'd be fucking dead.
It's because you're not turning that on.
Have you done any clay pigeons?
It's great that you're talking to him, because no one knows what you're talking about.
I know, Soz.
Oh, he's so rude.
I'm not talking to him anymore.
Podcast etiquette.
I went clay pigeon other week with Jess.
I want to go.
First time. Nearly shot a fucking shoulder out, didn't she?
Yeah, she's on half a stone piss wet, isn't she?
You want to go?
Yeah, I want a gun though. But I'm obviously not allowed one.
Of course you are.
But I just do what I do where I just...
She's got no room in
that. Just buy out stuff. And then...
There'll be another fight.
Say, oh, this is what's happening.
Yeah.
And just deal with consequence after.
I've got three in my cabinet. It's only big enough for three.
Can't you sell one and me buy one?
They're not mine to sell.
Whose are they?
Beers. Phil's.
A beer?
Phil Beer.
Oh, beer.
He lost his license for medical reasons.
Because criminal?
No. So I took his guns on.
His license for medical reasons?
Yeah.
So William, got no eyes or something?
Yeah, when you get...
Was he medically violent? Is that it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is the medical reason like...
He went through a bad time.
He doesn't know where I live, does he? He doesn't know where I live, does he?
Is it actually that?
Yeah.
They took it off him because he went a bit depressed?
Yeah.
Oof, they're strict, aren't they?
Very strict.
It makes sense, though, to be fair.
It does. When they come around to check...
Just turning light of it. It's not...
When they come around and check me out, they always bring up my criminal past.
I would as well. What about your psychological well-being at the minute?
Yeah,
not is that the one where you imported illegal firearms?
Yeah, the actual charge was importation of prohibited firearms. Well, that was years ago.
Do you know when?
A spree.
Do you know when you go on a spree?
A shooting spree.
Yeah. Killing spree.
And then they go back, and then they'll ask questions, and they go right. So he's, you knew about that, and you still let him have guns.
You still let him have a gun?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, when...
These are questions that will come up in
when a firearms officer comes around, we have a laugh about it.
It's funny. When it's written down on...
How long ago were it now? Probably about 17 years ago now.
2007.
Does it stay on there forever?
It stays on there forever, but it doesn't mean after 10 years.
Yeah.
Is it just like in pencil at the bottom?
Like it went after... It went after... And tell an employer about it. You know, you're supposed to like announce, you say, what if you're on a criminal record or a sex register or something.
I'm not on that.
Are you on the register forever if you get on? Or does it work like that as well?
No, you come off.
Asking for a friend.
Yeah, you come off eventually.
A very noncy friend.
Yeah.
What, the sex register?
Yeah.
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 I thought you were on it for life.
It depends what you do, but it doesn't say what you do if you're on it.
Oh, yeah, no, you're on it.
Because friend who mooned.
Yeah.
Netball team.
Yeah,
It appears the same as if you showed your bum to a bus full of children.
If you mooned another
vehicle.
And if you did
something else, which we won't discuss.
Fingered a cat or something.
Yeah.
Would you go on sex registers if fingering a cat? Bestiality, though, isn't it?
Bestiality, it's against the law. You're not allowed to do it.
What happens if you fingered a dog?
You're not allowed to finger your dog either. Just because you won't
get loads of them in, don't I?
Dead wheezy today, Dad. You've got your inhaler.
I don't have an inhaler.
Do you not? You look like an asthmatic.
Fuck you. You look like an asthmatic.
Sorry, you do look like you've got
Matt,
asthma.
Matt, press that button.
I've just pressed it.
You just pressed it.
Did you not hear
I wheezed all over it.
You bastard.
You were all over it.
Wheezed.
It's very wheezy. What would... Twiddling with it, is it all right?
Yeah.
You're just pointing at...
Coming through a bit loud, weren't we, in ears? So I just turned it down a bit, boys. It's
just don't turn it down in the
just don't come in my ears so loud.
No, yeah. It's...
Please don't.
Would you prefer
that.
To be warned about it, or do you like a surprise?
Surprise?
Well, surprise coming's the best way, isn't it?
Yeah. Don't tell him. Don't like say you're shagging somebody. I'm going to jizz. Oh, I'm going to jizz. Because that'll put them right off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She doesn't listen, does she?
You bastard.
She doesn't listen, does she? She does, anyway. We'll not reference that again.
No, we'll just move on.
Moving on. Yeah, so if you moon a coach full of kids, you get put on sex register, but you'll also get put on sex register for like actually doing
Do
something
I know
really
this person
bad.
As well?
I don't think so.
Because I were there with you.
Yeah, but you weren't from
Hang
there.
Hang on, were you both... You were both in the RAF, weren't you?
We were in the military.
Yeah, we don't talk about it, Bram.
We can't talk. We can't. We had to sign an NDA, didn't we? For Queen or something.
Yeah. We don't talk about it.
You actually did though when we started, didn't we? You have to when you this buzz cut you and they shave all your hair off. You have to sign that fucking.
Is it like not seeing on Full Metal
Official
Jacket?
Secrets Act. What?
Full Metal Jacket where they just line them up and just.
No,
kind
of. They had a little on-site thing.
Hairdresser guy.
But you had to pay £2 to have your hair fucking chopped off.
You didn't want it.
You
doing.
Had to pay for it, even though you had to have it.
Yeah,
had to.
£2.
And there were a guy when we started and we all stood there with his ironing boards and that. And there were a guy called Tamba from Birmingham and he had like a fucking gelled up mohawk type thing. And I couldn't have seen somebody and instantly thought, I am not going to get on with you as much as I did that guy. But it turned out he was like one of my, well, he's not a best friend because we lost contact. But while we were there, fucking best mate in world.
Did you instantly judge him by his hairstyle and think, I don't think I'm going to like
it? I certainly did, yeah.
Can't.
Very much. and just the way he talked and the way he acted and stuff, we're just like, I ain't going to fucking
like
accent. You cunt.
It's just his accent, though. You can't not like someone because they're from Birmingham.
No, well, I didn't hear him talk.
It's quite
at that
easy
point.
To feel like that but way, though, isn't it? When you hear somebody from the Birmingham and surrounding areas.
Right, mate!
So, I think you do it quite well, that. Look,
I do.
Right, mate.
Patreon in that accent. Please. Not now. We've still got. No.
Are we wrapping up?
No.
We're finishing now, are we?
Definitely not. I'm just putting in a request.
All right, that's fine. If you put it in. Formal request.
Do you want to put it in writing?
Yeah, send it to his email, please. Yeah.
Is it shed at the pod? At...
No, it's not a shed.
Oh, it's amazing
it.
How many people say, what's, I feel like I go to the shop through website and they're like, what's website? Come on. So we need to read website out a bit more. Just truckingabout.co.uk.
Just truckingabout.co.uk.
Shit's on
follow
there.
Follow the QR code.
Follow
if anyone's got a QR code.
Hello, well, you silly billies.
They get about a bit, don't they?
They've been cleaning his stickers off for old pumps a lot, haven't they?
I don't know.
Just ours, everybody's.
I don't know.
There's half a grizzly at Donny.
You bastard.
They are bastards.
Sticker removing. Yeah.
Oh, fucking Donny North over there. So annoying. Just so fucking slow. Shit.
I avoid that place. Shit.
I went in the other day and also had a terrible...
Fucking ridiculous.
Should be in and out in 10 minutes. I was straight 40 in. 40 minutes later and you're like, why am I still here?
I was fucking straight in. Nobody in front of me. There were people on other pumps, obviously, but I went one. 19, I think it were.
It's so fucking slow, isn't it?
Yeah.
The actual dispensing the fuel.
10 minutes for like fucking 100 litre. And they had, when I went in to fucking, there were two people there, obviously. So I was having to queue up on fucking Griggs.
And was one of them, it's her first day and she didn't know what she were doing.
It were a young lass, like, but I gave her my fucking card in after a guy in front of me moved forwards and I got on. Went out to pump and you fucking pull it out and you put it in. She's not fucking activated it. And I kept fucking pressing the thing, thinking that it's going to send dingers off inside.
You have to put it back in, don't you?
I put it in, taking it out, putting it in. I did that for about, it must have been, it might well have felt longer, but it must have been a good 3 or 4 minutes that I was sat there waiting for it to just fucking activate the cunt. And I kept walking to the front and then looking in glass and flapping my arms a bit like, come on, you dickhead, fucking crack on. And you have people behind me looking at you. And it's like, it's not my mum, it's really slow. You're trying to like mime.
Good to
them,
moist.
Like, it's not my mum, it's really slow. Don't go away, man.
Well, they've got no gravy.
Like death threats.
When I was there, I lost count of how many people came in, dumped it on a pump, and just went to get Greggs.
Cunts.
And meanwhile, it was queuing all the way around the thing.
If you are one of them, you're a cunt.
If you're one of them, you're a cunt.
Absolutely. You're a bastard.
Bastard.
Come on, man.
Bastard.
How many times did I say that?
Tell you worst pumps. Fucking Barton Park.
Oh.
The small car pumps.
Aren't they?
And they take fucking ages to fill your tank. You get aren't fed they? Up and you just do a fucking half of it and yeah. carry on.
Didn't even do half.
No, I didn't do half. And I probably did 100 and odd.
When you went,
yeah.
Shithole.
Yeah. Endless shithole.
Endless shithole. Did you have a nice week last week? Week before last week?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, fucking a long time ago now.
You had a lovely time then, didn't you?
19 hours. We don't talk about hours anyway.
You think Fellwell's still fingering sheep in field and he's having a terrible time with fucking around with all animals, the
lambs.
Isn't he?
He's doing the lambs, isn't it?
It's not even his fucking farm, is it?
Isn't it?
It's Meg's.
It's just a farmhand.
Is that his rough?
He's just a farmhand, isn't he? He's like a shit rip.
Oh, what?
You've not watched Yellowstone, have you?
Shit rip.
Not yet.
Not watched Yellowstone?
No.
You've got to catch up, guys.
I don't know if it's because you talk about it in close proximity to my phone, but I've seen an advert for Rip's fucking clobber.
You can
buy his jacket with Y on it and shit.
Well, you won't get actual Yellowstone clothes. That'd be gay as fuck.
I can imagine you.
No offence, lad.
But
I ain't got actual Yellowstone clothes. I just got a Levi's jacket.
Did Laura tell you what for?
And I got some Levi's from Costco yesterday. £32. Bargain.
Not inspired by you watching Yellowstone, though.
It is a bit inspired by that.
I've got Levi's on.
A Sherpa jacket.
You need Wranglers, though, if you're like proper.
Yeah, but I'm not proper. I haven't got no cows or oat.
No.
I'm not proper. I'm a lorry driver.
Yeah, well, you could pretend.
I could pretend. Yeah. I need to get some of them shoes that, them like comfy slippy on his shoes.
Like riders, but not right. Right. What are they called?
Crocs.
No.
Fucking Crocs. Fucking Skechers.
It looks like a croc
not
wearer.
Not Skechers, no.
You are a croc wearer, aren't you, Dan?
Feeler flip flops. No, not them. Fucking Fellwell had some because I asked him. I'm like,
dealer boots.
Who? Boots. Dealer boots.
Dealer boots.
That's not what I called them. Yeah.
They're like not Chelsea boots. They're a bit too posh. They're pointy, aren't
they? Fairfax and Favour shit going off.
What the fuck?
Did that's this slip on? Because it's too difficult to tie a lace.
Whose horse is that?
It's fancy horse stuff, that.
Whose horse is that?
Anyway, when I said that's gay, no offence, lab, I got... Have you seen them shit pens that we had in office? Those pens when you finished yesterday.
I don't know.
Did we get a pen?
There were pens all outside. Huh. And there were... I'm like... I want a gay pen, and I stuck the pen, and then because I called it a gay pen then, it's not a homosexual pen, it's the old reference of just calling things gay when they're not, you don't think it's going to bum another pen with a willy.
We don't see sexuality on this.
Yeah, it's not an offensive thing. So I went, oh, I put it in my car, obviously, and then me and Mila went to Costco and Meadowall. And then I went, oh, do you want my gay pen? And then she went...
Did she put you in your place about being homophobic about your pen?
It's proper funny because it was right out of blue and she didn't even think it was just automatic. She went, why is it gay? Did Matt give it you?
No way. Oh, you've poisoned her mind.
It weren't me. I've not said
Mila.
It.
Mila.
You bastard.
She's a bastard. And I'm like, whoa, where did that come from? And she went, oh, I've just thought he were gay. You say he's gay. I'm like, I don't say he's gay. Laura says he's gay. And she's like, oh, is he not gay? I'm like, well, his wife and kids call him gay, but he's not. He's actually dead straight on that.
This has upset me.
Why?
Because you've obviously... It's not me. Of course it's you.
It's not me. It's because me and you were a little bit hom.
No, we're not.
Laura calls us hom, but we're not, obviously. I've never been that deep inside you.
Just a tip.
Not enough for a relationship.
Do you have to go more than the tip then to be like...
Yeah, it was squealing. I think
they say
too big for him.
If you wear a Johnny and it's not really touching, then it's not really gay, isn't it?
Yeah, well, we didn't kiss.
And
did
if
we?
You don't make eye contact,
I can't deal with bristle. It's like Velcro, isn't it?
Fucking stuck like foxes.
Stuck forever.
Foxes.
Foxes stick to each other.
Yeah.
That's a male fox's dick.
It swells
up. Holds on to them.
Like a bad dick.
I don't know why I know that.
So they stay there forever.
We'd fox up.
I'd be all right with that, I suppose.
What does a fox say? Tell you what.
Go on.
I got a fucking headache.
Oh, here she goes. Fucking hell.
I know.
Have you indigestion as well?
Have some pop.
There are, Burn.
I've got Rennie.
René
Zellweger,
the French, the hot French
with
chip.
A spoon.
Yeah, why don't you get yourself a hydration drink?
I haven't got none. I've left them in my fucking truck.
You left them all in your lorry.
Yeah,
but you need one now. You see,
I know.
You need this studio of holy.
My fucking brain's holy,
like Josh's.
Yeah, I forget all the time.
Do you?
I brought my cup home, but I left my hydration stuff in my fucking truck.
It's no good, is it? Why don't you have one of these? Have another energy one.
All energy. I'll be booting off my tits, man.
Haven't you always?
No.
Ah,
fucking haven't.
Oh, we.
I love that accent. Say hanky panky.
Haven't he? Can he?
Hanky panky.
Kawasaki. Bad.
We've got a few, though. Northeast.
Kawasaki. Aye, there's a few of them fuckers knocking about.
Jeff Mann, Man.
Dogman,
you ride a Kawasaki all the way from Nagasaki.
Who does?
You say it.
I don't know.
No, I know you haven't.
He ain't got his license.
You ride a fucking.
Why a fucking Welsh?
I can't.
Oh, dearie me.
You can, Geordie. Boom.
Howie, you ride a Kawasaki all the way from Nagasaki.
There you go. Sounds lovely. That.
Man, pet man, woman, man, and that.
Hey, Ashley, can you
they'll
pass
love
me
that.
That can?
They'll fucking love that.
They will. They like it from up there when we do their accents.
Who is it that says we're shit? Because we're not.
We're not. Some people said we could pass for them.
Yeah.
We could be one of them peoples.
Man, pet man, and that.
Yeah. They said we use too many man, pet man's howeyers and that.
Howie. I was listening to something and it were Geordies and they say howie quite a lot.
They do. Mackham say it most, don't they? Smoggies, I mean.
I didn't know.
Oh, it's all, I didn't know. They're all the same though, aren't they?
Howie. Fucking howie. Howie, bite a fucking grove.
Because I used to work up there. Port Clarence is where Calagas.
Yeah, it does sound nice, that.
Sounds lovely.
Sounds like you could go surfing there or something.
Yeah, somewhere. Where did I go?
G'day, we're going to go to Port Clarence today.
Ah, yeah.
That's obviously Australia, we're not Geordie now.
Nah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. But fucking CJ would want Bonza. To go there for surfing reasons.
Yeah. Do-do-do-do. We need a dreamy sound on here.
Oh, every time I mention her.
Mm.
It's all right, she doesn't listen. Oh, she's too famous.
She doesn't listen?
She might do. She listened to one to see if we were appropriate. we must have struck lucky with where we didn't fucking swear or be offensive for 10 minutes.
Yeah, we are 80.
Aren't we? So did you have a nice week then at work?
I think so.
You think?
Well, you stop touching that.
Fucking around.
So, I don't know.
How
long ago were it now?
I went to Carl Izzle.
I went.
Did you have a lovely time?
I went Oop mm-hmm. to Shetton.
It's so Shetton.
So did I.
On
Tuesday, Monday, Tuesday.
Happy days.
Wednesday, Thursday.
Happy days.
Thursday, Friday.
Happy days. Saturday. What a day.
Waiting all week for you.
These days are ours.
Oh, happy days.
Oh, happy days.
Can you remember that program?
I can. I'm not watching
that cunt listening to this. Well, not have heard of it. Well, then.
I don't know what type of week I've had. It's because I've slept since. I never fucking remember.
How many hours did... No,
not many.
Don't.
But it was, for me, what we're talking about the week now, were a short week. It were a short week.
Yeah.
But no, I've not been anywhere of distance.
Not been lengthy anywhere.
I did one pallet on Friday.
You did?
From Thorn to
Harwood. I passed you, and I thought you forgot to get loaded.
Do you know what were on the pallet?
It's empty. Oh, there's one strap. Fucking hell.
I could have put it in my backpack.
Even a full pallet, were it?
Two base plates.
Like a Euro pallet, I think.
Two base plates.
Like 50 kilograms.
Yeah.
You could have gone solo and just chucked your own passenger footwell.
They pay for it though, don't they?
Yeah, that's it. End of the day, it's just a delivery they pay
but
for.
But that was the day when the A1 was shagged because of that horrific
fucking fire.
Truck fire.
Fucking for sure, man.
Was it what busy was it? Through Bawtry?
What were it? Did you say what it were?
I think it was I think it was one of these big walking. No, it was just a double decker with like. I think it was.
Yeah, but was it though?
I thought it was a battery that had exploded. Did like a lithium battery.
It was full of IBCs
of various different.
A mixed load. It wouldn't be ADR then, would it?
I don't know.
It'd have to be segregated properly if it were mixed load. Can you remember that?
Who's Mick?
Don't know. I didn't do ADR.
Took it off Mick.
Jim will mix it.
Yeah,
but it was a big fire, weren't it?
Oh yeah,
it looked pretty big, didn't it? Bigger
it was than a barbecue.
Why there were still people driving past it while it was fully raging?
Because they didn't want to be stuck behind the fucker. Imagine being first in queue.
Get your toe down quick. Get round that.
And if you need to pull over to help, and
pull over in front.
Always pull over afterwards.
Yeah.
Squeeze past. Pull over in front.
Yeah.
You all right, mate. Yeah. Fuck off.
All right, I'm off. Stuck behind that gum.
Make sure you wear your IVs so we can see you.
And your hard hat.
Put your
hard hat glasses.
Let me just look at your fleet spec truck as well, mate.
Oh, fleet spec wanker.
Fleet spec wanker.
Fuck on wanker.
How are you, man? A fucking nah. Fucking.
We're catering to North East very well, I think.
Yeah, I think they do appreciate it.
We need to talk a bit poncy for southerners.
Nonce.
Quite springy. Oh, Nancy. That's Poncy.
Nancy's his truck, isn't it?
Nancy's truck, yeah.
I can't do a southern.
Southern?
No.
You just say beautiful and stuff.
You're beautiful. No, southern ends up being like...
Channel him, because he's a Poncy.
American. I think he's Hampshire. Yeah.
It's all south, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's not north.
He's not a Poncy, so he's fantastic, him.
He is.
What's he called? I forgot his name. Oh, James.
James Blunt.
He's really funny on Twitter. Is he still funny on Twitter?
Yeah.
Yeah, he is. Fucking hilarious guy, isn't he?
X.
You don't mind people who take piss out of sins like that, though, do you? But he's military, isn't he? So.
Very self-aware, isn't he?
He is very self-aware.
He's one of our guys, you know what I mean, Dan? Served when we served, actually.
So he did, yeah.
Does he still live in Ibiza?
Oh, he's got a pad in Ibiza, yeah.
Well, I don't know. He'll be minted, won't he? Have pads all out shop.
I saw him live in Leeds and he was fucking great.
Yeah.
Fucking great.
Fucking.
I always think of Gavin and Stacey when he's singing his fucking right weird songs all the time. Brilliant. Gavin and Stacey?
Yeah, we don't talk about the fishing trip, though.
What?
We don't talk about the fishing trip.
No, we don't, know.
I think Gavin and Stacey is overrated. I just never got it. I've tried it, and I'm just like...
I didn't think it were overrated.
And it's not even James Corden that spoils it for me.
Who spoils it for you?
I just don't think it's funny.
He's not funny, Matt Horn.
I don't think any of the characters are funny enough. What's her name?
Nessa.
She's... I can see why she's funny and stuff.
Seen her in Whiston.
Her
husband lived there, yeah. In Whiston.
They're bringing it back, aren't they?
Are they?
But they did a Christmas special, didn't they? Yeah, those people loved it, and then they're doing another one.
No, I won't bother.
I won't bother either.
It's not worth it. Ruth, innit?
James, if you just want to message us, we'll give you some advice.
Yeah, if you're listening, just don't bother with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, ship sailed, innit?
Yeah.
Don't fuck around with that shit anymore.
I don't think it was funny when it was at its, you know,
some
prime
bits
or
were
whatever.
Fucking hilarious.
Yeah, I didn't mind it. Pam.
It weren't. Pamela.
Ham.
Just because she was like my mum. My mum was like Pamela. Yeah. She's that exactly same kind of that way they talk. Yeah. You know, that fat Jill and stuff. Big fat Jill.
Yeah.
Is that how she referred to
somebody? Yeah. It's very funny. I liked it.
Do you know what we've started watching that I think is really funny and underrated is Friday Night Dinner.
I can't get into that.
Oh, we
started watching that with the kid with our kids on a Friday night.
Was it kid friendly?
Kind of.
Is this after the gay pottery thing?
It's not young kid friendly, but you know, there's the dad, isn't it? Who's daft.
Weird.
Yeah, and he's like, shit on it. And all that. And it's
dead now, isn't he?
Do you know, I saw something on Instagram yesterday. It was 3 years yesterday that actor died.
Yeah.
Paul Ritter, I think he's called.
Him off the
he was in Chernobyl as well. No, I don't think he was in League of Gentlemen. I think.
Don't wear shorts in Ukraine.
Your dick will fall out.
Yep.
Yeah.
I I slipped up the other day. I'd seen it advertised a few times, extraordinary. And Jess was sat next to me. I says, "Here, there's something good here for you to watch, Jess." Oh, I put episode one on. As soon as it starts, I just wanted to sink into
Did you get about
setting.
7 minutes in and think, nope, and turn
I got
it
about
off.
30 seconds in
this
when she was talking about
kids.
Frigging us then off to climax and come. Yeah. Like, Jess, you're not watching this.
We did.
Not for you.
Amy suggested it. We all put it on. We put it on, and Ivan and Nicole were watching it. And I'm looking at Amy thinking, we didn't check, did we? And it starts off and she's getting, she goes to a job interview.
Yeah,
and the person who's taking the job interview is superpower is to make her be ultra honest. Yeah. So it's like, so how did you feel? How are you? Or whatever. It's like, oh, well, to be honest, I didn't sleep great last night because I couldn't get to sleep. And then goes on to say, she was masturbating and all this, like, all these graphic details. And I'm like, looking at
pulling
Amy.
A tampon out.
Yeah. And there was all this stuff. And I'm like, and I got about 2 minutes past that. And I was like, this isn't for us.
I got to that point and I'm like, no.
I was like,
no, young Jessica, you are not watching this.
End of the day, she's 16, but. No, I couldn't.
She's still quite an innocent 16, though, isn't she? She's not like 16.
Yeah.
Not like dodgy kids 16.
No, like as mates
kids.
It's
worth watching, though, but not with the kids.
Yeah, definitely. As mate kids, he's 14 and he's seen all in between us, which it's on a different, it's the same level of thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
But for a lad,
I think
it's a bit different.
But that's boys and boy, stupid boy humour, isn't it?
I just know, Jess, you're not watching this.
Because it's your daughter as well, so you don't pretend that's not happening. Yeah, you don't know what.
Ooh.
Because Laura watches fucking that Australian fucking shit thing.
Married at First Sight.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, we're watching that.
She watches that.
They've seen it all,
I think. They've watched it all because it's dodgy stick or whatever.
All right.
But she watches it with Mila. And I've walked in a few things and I'm like, she shouldn't be watching this.
Intimacy week.
Yeah.
Right, what we're going to do now
and I'm
now
like,
is
consummating the marriage and that.
Amy watched those episodes. I'm like,
you're like Gogglebox. You watch Amy watching it.
No, I watch. Sometimes she's watching it.
I do like
it.
Gogglebox.
I can't stand that program. I don't get that program.
You don't like Gogglebox?
Shut up and let him talk
watch
about
people
Amy.
Watching telly. It's like.
You just watched Amy watching it.
No, I don't sit and watch it. That's weird. I'm like voyeuristically just watching it across the room.
No, just your chair facing.
You walk in and she,
hey, Jackie.
Right next and it's to like, her. It's intimacy week. It's like, right, so do they all encourage each other to
bang?
There you go, fuck.
And it's like, it's just, nah.
It is weird. The whole thing's fucking weird. It's clearly just set up for TV, but.
It's not.
Because it is.
There's two down road that have ended up getting really married.
When they start talking,
it's
gonna
eventually
like,
work out, isn't it?
Somebody's definitely gone, right, in this scene, what we're going to do is, right?
Oh, yeah.
We want you to broach this subject, and you're going to say this, and it's like. Yeah.
You look at
can I just watch a rerun of Top Gear or something?
You
instead?
Look at her and call her a fat cunt.
You're a fat cunt!
You respond.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh,
right.
Yeah.
Your character, right, is going to be kind of sexist and you're going to tell her what to do or what not to do. That's your thing. And what you're going to do is you're going to go along with it for a bit and be like.
And then forgive him.
Yeah.
It's dog shit.
Yeah, a lot of it is scripted, I think.
Laura said. I'd love to see you on a date with this one. And then, like, she showed me a thing, and it were, so this bloke were fucking
the transgender
woman.
No.
And this woman started fucking talking to fucking spirits and stuff around her. She's like, she's just sat at her dinner table. And
quiet, please. No, will you get down? Sorry, they're interfering.
Yeah, start talking.
She
oh,
was
yeah,
fucking...
all right, I'll say it to him. And it's like, fucking talking to nobody there. That instantly, I'd be punching her in fucking.
Yeah.
Like, what, she's acting like she's got, like, voice
psychic powers.
Fucking psychic.
She's a fucking medium. She's not a medium. She's full cunt.
Shint in it, no more.
She's not a more. She's not a medium.
They both left.
XXL cunt.
I'm gonna write leave. Yeah, I'm going to write leave. So they both left.
We're all going to write good. Get the
that
fuck
were good,
out.
Yeah.
That were good.
Don't let the door hit you on the way out.
Don't let the door hit you on the way out.
That
were all right.
That was less so.
Oh,
I think you're losing
it. Losing
it.
It's because you're concentrating too much.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know what he does? When he's driving around all day in truck, just practices his different
I just
voices.
Talk to myself.
I'll just start saying one word. But mind you, if I see something and I say that one word, then I'll start saying that a lot.
Yeah.
Especially if you see an Irish truck.
Yeah.
I say something like, you know, like, Noi. Ah, it's all Noi. And then you just start saying that.
That's from
day.
County fucking Cork.
Noi.
Noi. Noi.
That's southern no, innit?
Noi.
I'm doing Noi.
That's Nordnorn.
Like now, yeah.
In from Nornorn.
Nornorn.
Yeah. Nornorn.
That sounded good.
Good that, weren't it?
Yeah.
I put a bit of bass on it. Rub some funk on it.
Oh, gonna funk on your tits. I've had a few weeks off, me, haven't I?
I don't... What?
I've had a few weeks off. I've had a few week off the Have pod.
You? Oh, right, yeah. Good, yeah.
Started to feel a bit like Ash.
Yeah, I was Liverpool.
Liverpool. This was a long time ago now. What, it was great, it? Yeah. Fucking, do you know how much we paid for a car park? £30, I told you.
Oh, £30?
Well, we pulled into a car park. Like,
and
hey,
it was
mate.
Still up on bricks.
No, we fuck. I borrowed my mum's fucking Range Rover as well, because I weren't going in van. And although you were saying about van breaking down, I weren't going in van, because it would have broke down. Yeah. So, pulls into this car park.
No, you went in the Range Rover.
It's just an empty bit of land around back of houses. And it was EMA. It's 20.
Sorry, I was just going to say that's equally as unreliable, though, isn't it?
Very reliable.
What, an Evoque?
Yeah, I've had no issues with it, though. It's crazy. It's
going back to where it was built, isn't it?
Yeah. EMA, you can park here for £20. But I've got to tell you now, you'll be there for an hour after. I can't do it.
Nearly, yeah.
Keep going. It's funny.
You're going to be there for an hour. I'm all fucking wet through at this point. You'll be there for an hour after fucking final whistle. Or you can park here for £30. So I'll just fucking park here for 30, mate.
Yeah. On edge?
Yeah.
On end? Yeah. That's how they get you.
Yeah, but when we got to all car park, all 20 quiders had fucked off anyway.
Cunts. He lied
but they,
to you.
They'd sardined all them in. And we had a nice space right near gates for £30.
And you had all your wheels still there?
Still had all wheels, yeah. Normally, they part you up and then fuck off. But the two lads were still in car park.
Stayed there.
And at shift.
They know, don't they? For £30, you need security.
It were like a father and son thing.
I think how much money you'd make.
Exactly, that's what I'm going to say. There were about 100 cars in there. And it's so close to Anfield and fucking Everton that you've got two matches a week.
It's not even their land.
Probably not. No. But they're doing two and a half grand a fucking day, twice a week. £5,000 between them.
Fucking okay, mega, isn't it?
For obviously, games. Yeah. Two games a week, isn't there? Because they don't play on the same day. But
yeah.
Probably three.
A alternate, unless they're at this playing each other.
Yeah.
Obviously.
And a derby.
A derby.
That's a right money maker, isn't it, that?
It is, it really is.
And they were selling loads of houses off around Anfield years ago now for £1 a piece, but you had to have enough money to be able to do them up.
You couldn't just buy them, knock them down and...
No, that would have been a perfect ideal, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that would, wouldn't it? Buy knock some shit houses down. Yeah. Make your money back, wouldn't you, in no time?
Fucking aye.
I hope Seba hurry up some Mexit and makes me some monies.
Same here, because fucking Sheffield United need another keeper.
I want a Porsche. We really do. We really, really do.
You want a Porsche?
They played at,
Panamera?
It's what we kind of agreed on when he says...
Pan. Is that what they call it, Brian?
I'll have a Pan.
He won't get one of them. We'll get one of them SUVs. You're an SUV person, aren't you?
Do you reckon?
Yeah, you've got KN written all over.
No, I want a quicker. I want a low-down Quicken. Yeah, one of them.
Sounds like that.
Overnight, they had a friendly... And they have like stands at Dino. They've like got a little stand.
Oh, Dino.
We all.
Dinning's
all seating. So when it's pissing down, we can just stand in there. And a couple, they've come from Sheffield, like Norton or something. And they had a couple of their team's dads. They'd played up against under eights. So they were playing up a year. And then they had a couple of dads there. And I heard them saying, oh, he's talked to the manager and he's wanting to play him to give him a challenge. And he says, We'll teach him a few good stuff that these guys have got, and you know they were a bit like fucking right up their own arse about it. And I thought they were going to get, because it's playing under eight, so I'm like, it'll be an hard game and they'll probably fucking get spanked by him. Anyway, just after half time.
So is this kids that are younger playing in an
under
older...
sevens playing under eights team? So in the second half, like when they were winning 7-0. these guys at side were like, we don't even need to be here for a fucking friendly. This is stupid. It's a right waste of time. And ended up 11-1.
Oh, yeah. It's
good that, isn't it? I like that hat on you.
Don't fit with me headphones.
It don't, does it?
Just makes a racket.
Are we going to get some more?
Well, we could do with some, couldn't we?
Do you want me to?
Yeah.
I need a whole container full of them.
We do need...
Because it does say sold out, doesn't it?
So what about fucking snapbacks?
And
those caps. Do you know with the clicky thing around the back?
Snapbacks.
Oh, is that what a snapback is? I didn't realise.
No, you're a bit like him.
I was making fun of Josh.
Off-air production meeting on air. We do this a lot. I found a supplier that can do them, but
it's because you don't talk.
Your man at Atfield will still be able to.
When you're not doing the pod, you don't talk.
Still be able to do them.
Yeah, because it's the different logo.
Yeah.
The
I think it's just the tiny detail in it with a swap of colour type thing. Yeah.
You know the just trucking about podcast one.
Oh yeah. Yeah. So, with a black line.
Yeah.
I like that one. Look nice in a trucker cap. That one, it.
No, not that one.
Honk honk.
Can't do that one.
What one?
Talk amongst yourself.
When it's sideways?
Yeah.
Why?
It says it won't be able to do that, but they would be able to do
it. Oh, that's no good, is
defeatist.
It?
Defeatist. Who's that. Trumped?
Him.
Yeah, that one.
They can do that.
They can do. That's what I'm on about.
Might have heard it. Not that, sorry. Dirty, fucking hell.
Are you taking piss or what? You just showed it, man.
Yeah, no. Can do that one.
Right. And can't do the one with the side. No. Why?
I don't know. That's just what they come back with. But your man might be able to.
Are we recording?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
On air, off air meeting.
Cool.
Isn't it?
Oh.
It stinks, that. Up and door.
Oh.
Up and door. That's fucking bangs, man.
Who's fucking shit the pants in here? It stinks a fucking cum, man.
You could just do one word and it'll set him off. Just one little bit in an accent will send him.
Fucking hell, man.
That's disgusting.
That does that. What,
dirty
what
bastard.
What did you have for your tea?
Matt.
Yeah.
You bastard.
Smelly.
It's a shame we haven't got the other one.
Yeah. Smelly bastard.
Yeah, but you're not fat anymore,
French
right?
French bastard. Yeah.
You know, you fat bastard.
Just a little bit, Giacomo.
Giacomo.
Do you know, was it Derek who called him Giacomo?
Yeah, well, I pointed at
him. We saw the new Derek the other day.
Giacomo.
Oh, I saw new Derek.
We saw new Derek.
Looks like a barrel of laughs.
Doesn't he? Like Derek is.
Derek is.
Derek was walking around the yard.
Derek can be.
Showing him.
Derek isn't, but he could
These
be.
Are lorries. This is a lorry. This is another lorry. They've all got wheels and steering wheels and windows and
trailer. Remember when Derek told us how to pick up a piece of wood? So I think he's in for an exciting time.
We've all had to do that. Yeah. I remember when Derek had buttered a table.
Yeah.
Showing us how to pick things up.
Oh, yeah.
He had buttered a table. He had his hard hat on, though.
He was demonstrating.
Fucking rugby's on, innit?
Wugby.
It's good, Alex. Doesn't take out, does it?
No. Sausage.
Oh, yeah.
Sausage.
Oh, yeah. No, sausage doesn't do it for me.
Oh.
Doesn't it?
It's funny. No. Matt, I don't believe you.
Shut that door.
Sure, yeah, I can shut it now. Smell's gone.
Smell's gone. Sound's coming in.
Thanks, though. No, they won't be able to hear that.
No.
Fucking would.
Gyor.
Yeah, honestly.
Gyor with yourself.
These really sensitive microphones.
Put it away.
Herbus.
So we've got a fucking shit job down to shitland. You're not be doing it because you're not qualified.
No,
but we've got a shit job.
I'm MOT Monday, so that's why I'm not doing it.
Yep. So you're going to take it on Tuesday.
Wednesday, I ain't got a truck.
It's like my easy week. I had that easy week the other week.
Yeah.
You might get sent out in a regie.
I'm in a regie on Tuesday.
Oh, yeah, doing what?
Bags.
How many?
10.
Where to?
Yard.
From where?
I can't do the fucking crane.
All right,
from Stoke, pick them up at Stoke and take them back to the yard.
I thought you might meet
oh my God, no!
meet a big guy and let them do it.
No.
Oh, bigger boys.
No, it's for someone on Wednesday. Then on Wednesday, I'm just collecting my truck.
I hope summer's coming because everything's fucking
summer's coming.
Shit.
It's going to be 19 degs this weekend, is not it?
Today, tomorrow it's wanking.
Josh will be crying if it gets 19 degrees.
So last Saturday, Monday, Sunday.
I can't remember. I can't figure it out. Josh will be fucking upset with factor 50 on.
Well, it's gone past 10 degrees.
He's out with that flap on back so he don't burn his neck.
Oh,
you remember them apps? Used to get them on holiday,
when
didn't
you're a kid in a beefer.
Yeah.
Struggling with his tits sweat.
Oh, I've got a big flap on my tears. Neck.
Get your hat on, you're going to burn your neck.
Fucking hell, Mum, I'm trying. I look a cunt, though.
Yeah. When all the rest of your body's out, you've got tiny little skinny speedos on. Fucking beach with your sandcastle. Yeah. Oh, what's the earliest holiday you can remember? Because I've seen pictures of me in like that in a beefer, but I can't remember that.
Not that I can remember, but I think it's a beefer, and I must have been about 11. I
Doing
weren't
what?
Sucking dick. I brought my arm. So I'm on a jet ski.
It's like a wanking thing.
With this one, I'm on a jet ski.
Did you have to go to a foreign hospital?
I didn't break it on holiday. I broke it before, but we went on holiday.
All right.
So we took bin bags. So I'm just in pool with my arm up in air like this. I'm on a jet ski like this. Like, I'm having a really good time. I'm
ruined it for this ending.
Do you constantly look like you're asking if you can go to the toilet?
Yeah. Go to the toilet. Senor, a good toilet. Drop down.
So with that kid is up in arms.
I fell off of a container.
Fucking around, weren't you?
Yeah, you were a wrong'un.
Because he's a little
you?
Shit.
Because you were a wrong'un when you were a kid.
He'll have been
you?
Setting fires and all sorts.
Yeah, shitting on railway lines and
you're
stuff.
A little shit.
Shit on it. I did shit on a railway.
This is why people won't let their kids hang around with you.
Yeah.
If Seb were mates with you, I'd be like, no, Seb, you're not
if
hanging
Seb
around
mates
with him.
Me, that'd be worrying.
At the same time, he's got a mate like you, in fact.
And I bet you're like Sean's mum and dad who never used to let me in the house.
Yeah, I am like Sean's mum and dad.
Everybody
yeah.
else can come in, but Matt can stay out.
You're not playing with that little cunt. I tell you that for now.
Yeah, well, do you know what that does to someone?
What, the kid?
Yeah, the
kid. What?
You know what? It
makes them more weird.
It messes with their head and it upsets them.
Well, when I kicked him and punched him in the face, I'm like, get away from me, you little fucking scabby shit cunt. And then... He ran over to the tree and he started headbutting tree and making weird noises.
Yeah. So
I'm like, that's like fucking Matt, that.
I never used to headbutt trees.
That little freak.
Someone else farted.
It'll be the same cunt.
It's you, Josh. Because you fired it at me.
I can see it.
It'll be like one
out.
Of those fucking air zookas. Fucking hit me in the face.
I can see green mist farted? Falling out.
I fucking did cooking.
He had his mouth open and everything.
But I am actually gipping.
So what's your earliest holiday memory then? Moving away from your stinky ass.
I think something gipping. Like Cornwall or something like that. I can't remember it. Oh, Lanzarote. My mum almost died in Lanzarote.
Why?
Because the tide... She went out with the tide. Like the tide took her out.
Was she like... Were you waving at her on the beach and she's like crying for help? Like, blah, 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 you're like, hey, mum.
She's either happy or getting attacked by a shark. But they had like it were like rocky bits on the side, and then they were on this shore.
Hey, you guys!
From what I remember, it's not Goonies. Rocky. Fucking idiot!
It's Lanzarote.
Adrian.
Is Lanzarote one of those volcano islands? Is that why it exists?
Yeah.
It's
but we weren't on the volcano because we went to sea.
Good.
Sat on a different day. Oh. A camel at a bag. I think that's the earliest one.
Volcano.
Did you ever go on? I bet yours were like exploring.
No,
holidays,
I never went. I was about 10 ribbons. First time I went abroad. I think my first memory, I think, is sat in the boot of mum, dad's car while they were packing to go home. You know, like I sat with the dog in the car while they were just, like,
in
putting
the
boots, bags in the car.
I used to ride in boots.
Do you know what car it was? No. And do you know where
Sierra
it was?
Sierra Sapphire Estate.
A Granada.
No.
Volvo Estate.
No.
Where were we? 440 or whatever they were.
No. Think more.
Nissan Bluebird.
Granddad had one of those. But no, it was more homegrown.
Austin Mondeo Metro.
Nearly.
Austin Montego.
He had a gold one of those, but it was before he had the gold Montego. It was before it was a...
Fucking
Maestro.
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 Guess what colour it was?
Gold.
Green. Brown. Blue.
Champagne gold.
Brown.
Otherwise known as beige.
Brown.
Beige.
Shit brown.
Beige.
You should have had a brown car, to be fair, shouldn't you? Oh, here comes the browns.
Beige.
It was beige. Anyway, that's my first memory. I was probably about 3 or 4 or something.
You remember 3 or 4?
I remember the being sat in the car.
Do you remember it because you've seen a photo of it or something?
Possibly.
Mm. You know, apparently you don't remember memories. You remember the last time
I do
you
know
were remembering it.
I do know. It was when we went to North Wales and went to Snowdon. Snowdonia? Do you know when you go up the train?
No,
you go
I'm
up
not
the mountain
it.
On the train, sorry.
In
the
Wales, it's shit.
I'm going there this year. And I remember being on the train, going up the mountain, and...
hill. It's a fucking
it's
hill.
It's a fucking actual mountain.
It's a Montano.
It's a little hill.
Yeah,
forget this. What's funny is, it's just like a really slow, trundling train up the mountain. It only goes about halfway. And I can remember looking out of the side, and the whole world is rushing by really fast.
Or just Wales.
And I was screaming and crying, because it was so fast and I hated it. Turns out it's like really slow, and it's not fast at all. But in my little children's eyes, I can remember the blur of the world going past really fast.
Did you need glasses when you were little children's eyes?
No, that's why it was blur.
What time did you need your glasses? At what
7 o'clock?
I was about 11, I think, when I got my glasses.
Everything's so blurry. Put your glasses on, Dan, you fucking idiot. Oh yeah, it's all right.
It was my geography teacher who saw me sat at the back squinting, And she's like, was called she, me out and embarrassed me. Why are you...
Are you taking me, Kazami?
Ah, what is wrong with Tom?
No, I wasn't.
Ah, Pajero.
I was squinting at the back because I couldn't read the blackboard.
What teacher were it?
She called me out. And I,
who were it?
Turns out it was because I was blind.
Miss Myang.
Which one were it?
Mrs. Aldridge?
Aldridge?
I think her name was. I don't know, but she just like called me out and embarrassed me.
Remember Whittaker,
and then I went home and told my mum. And then she got my eyes tested. Who?
Whittaker, the music teacher. The blonde bird.
Blonde bird?
You don't remember her?
I don't really remember hardly any of the teachers' names, to be honest.
Fit, she were. Anyway, about talk about hills.
Mountains.
Little hills.
No mountain high.
Are you doing are you doing the Three Peaks?
Well, there's two reasons why I'm not doing it. One.
Why'd you have three fingers up then?
Because I was only going to, I was considering three reasons, but there's two reasons. One, it's Ivan's birthday, actual birthday on that day.
Take him with you.
And two, I don't want to walk 24 or 26 miles in a day.
A marathon up and down hills.
I don't really want to or...
Well, you see, it's quite an extensive piece of exercise, isn't it? It's not just something that you can take in your stride, is it?
No.
I like the fact that Josh was like, boom, that sounds great, I'll do that.
Oh, you're all doing it, I'm going to do it.
What? I don't want to miss out on that FOMO.
Yeah, I'll be all over that. I'll put this then on.
You wait, what? 24? 26?
You have to do all three. It's for Andy's Man Club, innit? They're doing a Three Peaks Challenge on the...
So what?
On the... When is it?
22nd of June.
22nd of June.
Yeah, I can't go.
So what Josh has said he's going to do is going to join his rugby team.
Are they going?
No, so he can get his legs broken.
Right, all
just
right,
before, then he doesn't have to do it.
He's injured.
But you're not doing it now?
I can't. I weren't doing it anyway.
I thought you were.
I checked the calendar. My first initial thing was, yeah, I'll do that. Because I know it's exercise, but then Mila's dance show's on.
Yeah, but you originally said, yeah, yeah, I'll do that. And then I was like, well, Dan's doing it, and some of us are doing it. It'll be all right. And then you
and then
said,
I can't do it.
And then I decided to Google what it actually entailed and went, yeah, I can't do that.
Have you actually told anybody that you can't do it, though? Because everybody still thinks
this is me telling everybody I cannot do that.
Your knees definitely can't do it.
Lengy said he were doing it, didn't he?
Yeah.
Lengy's not
doing
it.
Well, it's just Lengy on his own.
Lengy's not doing it.
Isn't he?
Well, I did climb.
So it's just Chappers then?
I did spend a day climbing up and down on trailer and my knees hurt. So I think I might struggle.
Right, yeah, I think you will.
Lengy says, "Howie, fucking 26 mile. I didn't think I can do that. That means leaving home early in the morning and getting home late at night. I didn't think I can do that."
It's a 12-hour day.
Because he's from up north.
It's
can we just put some money into a thing and just not do it?
Don't have to put any money into it. We're just going to do it with them. It's free. It's just Andy's Man Club, innit? They're all doing it. And they could go and join
it. I can't do it anyway. Cost physical.
I would have done. I'd love to do it.
It also says on website, should this be done without any prior training?
No. Well, yeah.
There's a little asterisk at the bottom that says, well, by no training we mean you must be able to, you know.
Because to agree to do the Three Peaks, I
12
mean,
hours.
Under no circumstances would I have thought the Three Peaks is just a piece of piss. I mean, when I said it to start with, I'm like, oh, it's just three hills. And you're like, oh, yeah, I could do three hills. Yeah.
10 mile?
10 mile up and downhill. It's a marathon up and down three hills.
Yeah. I walked up Snowdon a couple of years ago and it was 10 miles from where we parked up to the top.
It was shit,
again.
Weren't it?
Still snow.
No, it was a lovely, lovely day.
It's shit, because Wales.
Why do you keep saying that about Wales?
Because you're all going on holiday.
Oh, right, yeah.
Threat shit.
Matt, press that button.
Threat shit and wet. You can't find it, can
you? Well, the
we've had a lovely day, haven't we? We've had a lovely day, haven't we?
Oh, I said it in sync. 1, 2, 3. Oh.
We've had a lovely day, haven't we?
Almost got you. And again, 1, 2, 3.
We've had a lovely day, haven't we?
Yeah. Ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low.
There is.
Low.
He will be. You're not doing it though, anyway, are you? This is your announcement to everybody. So now,
what a let
you're
down.
Not doing it. Chappers, I highly doubt we'll be doing it. You would have done it as a team.
Are you talking about our team or an actual team?
You're not going, Ash.
Is he back?
Is that a no? Why not? Do your world a good, that.
You bastard.
You bastard, you part-time bastard. Although this is four in a row.
You French bastard.
Does that mean you're not coming back for next month?
Yeah, we'll see him in July.
we'll see him done. At Truckfest.
What are you drinking, Dan?
What are you drinking?
I'm drinking my
holy motherfucker, water. You motherfucker. Have you seen what it's done to your piss yet? Have you got luminous piss?
No, this doesn't do it to my wee-wee.
For a giveaway.
This doesn't do it to my wee-wee.
Right, we're going to have a little giveaway holy.
Has it got some Panther ones in it? Because that'd make sense, wouldn't it?
I've not tried Panther. Panther looks new.
Hey, Panther motherfucker, you're a Panther.
Oh, really?
Just made that up.
Yeah, so we've got 5 sachets and a shaker.
Shaker.
Which is about...
Shake it off.
What are you doing, Dan?
Making
you looking for
noise.
A Panther?
Yeah.
There's no Panthers in there. They're new. They've not sent Panthers. Anyway, we'll do this as a giveaway. What should we do with the giveaway? Should we like make a competition out of it? Or should we like make them do something?
On a monthly.
A monthly. Yeah. Well, this could be this monthly's monthly.
Or for Patreon.
Well, I can do, because I've not. I didn't do Marches, did I?
So in this month's Patreon giveaway, you're going to get the
one job done.
You're going to get a T-shirt.
I've not done April's.
Going to get a T-shirt.
They can do, or just do that.
No, I've got to do a T-shirt.
As well as.
There's been a lot of running production meetings.
Are we made of money or what? We're trying to expand.
How are you, man? We always do a fucking T-shirt.
Yeah, but now we're doing that.
But this is fucking free.
It's a fix.
But the T-shirt's free.
Yeah, but this is free.
Oh, you mean it's not costing us anything?
No.
Yeah, but it could save us the price of a T-shirt.
Talk wet. So you get in a T-shirt, I think. And you get in a shaker, an holy shaker, and you're going to get, inside your holy shaker, you're going to get some strawberry sark.
Could you take this
That's
out of your
That's right, nice, though.
You're going to get...
Cunt.
Some gorillas grape. You're
going to
get citrus cobra. And you're going to get 2 cactus camels, because people might not like them.
Yeah, you might get 1 cactus camel when I've got my hands back on it.
And you'll get them inside a shaker.
I like it.
Give it a shake.
I shaked it.
Do that then as a giveaway, we extra shit.
So if you want that...
No, don't give him shit.
By me.
You've got to be a patron.
Yeah, to Patreon people, not just to any old cunt.
And you've got to be more than a quid for that, I'm afraid.
Yeah, can't just dish a quid in, because that's just for your name being expertly read
it's
out
just a
by
quid,
a
bros.
Professional podcaster.
And bro-essers. It's just £1's a pound. But you don't get this for £1 a pound. Or a quid.
No. Don't get fuck all.
You're definitely get... So, holy. So, what is holy? Holy. Yeah, holy is like... It's an energy drink, isn't it? It's an energy drink, hydration or iced tea. And it's just fucking nice. There's no sugar in it. And it's fucking nice. And it's fucking really nice.
No sugar.
It's not fizzy.
Or taurine.
I'm all
over drunk.
I've not been...
No
I've,
calories.
I've been trying to save it and
Low
not
calories.
Have one.
Low calories.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because the iced tea ones with ice cubes... Oh, it's right nice with ice cubes in. You know, in the fridge... Oh, no, you don't know that, do you? Sorry, Josh.
So there's no sugar. There's no artificial shit. There's no bullshit. There's
natural
low calories.
Flavours and natural colours.
It's all right, isn't it?
I like it.
Sounds like you read that.
And I was reading it off the box.
And hydration stuff will keep you fucking going all day.
And pissing.
It does keep you pissing.
Doesn't
Mega
it?
Pissing.
Well, as it gets warmer, it'll be more important.
Oh, it'll be lovely
relevant.
Garden, that.
Not important, relevant, isn't it? Having cooler.
And if you want to get on Oli, go on his website and get link in there. It'll put... JTA Pod 5 in automatically for you. But if you've already become a member, you can just use JTA Pod and get 10% off.
Don't be a silly Billy and forget your code.
No, many people do. They really do.
What, forget?
People forget the codes, even on fucking merch store.
Oh, every time.
Every time. Like, we're happy for it, but save yourself a few quid, put your code in. Huh? No, you've got to use your code with Oli. You've got to either use JTA Pod 5 or JTA Pod. Because you'll get 10% off or £5 off, and Oli chuckles a couple of quid.
Because of affiliation, you see.
So it keeps us and them and you happy.
It'll be lovely in summer in garden.
Some iced tea.
Yeah. Nice. I'm getting like a big jug of the cunt, me.
I'll go through
it all.
I'll drink all the cunt, me.
I would. I'd be ret on cunt that.
Well, I've bought this box of energies.
Let me stop
flavours. Because I'm going to figure out which flavour is my favourite, and then I'm going to buy a tub.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to buy an actual tub.
Someone's doing all right, aren't they?
Well, if I use my code, I'll get 10% off.
Yeah, and we'll get a few quid back.
And it'll come back.
Yeah, well. Yeah, talk about gardens. How fucking expensive are sheds?
You were telling me about your summer house / shed.
Yeah, it's just fucking horrendous.
Well, just build your own. Get wood and build your own.
Yeah, I can't, can I?
Why?
Timber's just as expensive. It's only like an extra £100 or something just to fucking have some mother couldn't do it.
Didn't pay for none of this timber.
Yeah, but we can't get that now, can we?
Can.
Say hello to...
I'll speak to you in a bit.
Have you got to do a special handshake to get referencing, special free wood?
Not referencing these people, but shall we just say hello to people at Trapworth Mall? Oh, hi guys at Mall. We love you. Thanks for listening. Completely irrelevant.
Yeah. Get it from next door.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But saying that, a lot of framework for this is done with free wood, but I did still spend about £800 on wood for this.
Yeah. See, I was thinking it's going to be about £1,000 for like a little shed with like a little summer house or a room rather.
Yeah.
Thinking like, it'd be about £1,000. It'll hurt me to fucking spend that on basically a shed. But
it won't be a shed.
No, it won't be. I'd obviously make it nice. But then I was talking to a bloke last night who does electrics and stuff. He was going to put power cord in from house and have one of them Ethernet cables, like one of them armoured ones, and do it all at the same time, ready for when I do it. Cat 5, that's it. But then I was looking into them more and it's like, just the fucking price for what I want is it's like £3,000, £3,500.
And however big you think you need,
Get a bigger one.
Yeah. And you'll definitely...
It's fucking ridiculous.
Just build your own.
Ridiculous. But I need to get even just maybe a little plaggy one or a fucking metal one for the time being to put shit in whilst other ones fucking fall into bits. And I clear
Is it literally falling?
Clear outside that. It's rotten. Because it's been there for a fucking billion years, it's rotting. And then it's tilting. So gate that goes up against house is fucking just moving away from house. And you have to prop it shut with another piece of fucking wood because dog escapes and then eats people.
Dude.
So he needs to fucking stay at house.
Days.
I just happened to be looking out at window over there. Looked down at window, seen fucking dog sprinting down the street chasing some kid.
No way.
Oh, it's like my dog. Oh, it is. Days. Stop running, you can't run on your bad leg, idiot.
Stupid dog cunt.
He's a fucking right idiot. And he can't start, he's such a pussy and all. You know, it starts raining. It fucking really rained over there. And we got caught out in it, hailstorm and all sorts of shit. I felt sorry for him then, but French cunt don't care. But we're walking out and it just feels a few drops and he's just like, boom, just stops and then fucking looks at you like, nah, come on, mate. So you have to if you try to walk, it just like stops and fucking proper digs in. But then if you turn around and start walking in the direction of home, then he just fucking free walks. Yeah. Right shits, aren't they?
Mm.
Pretends to be such a thick cunt, but they're not actually that thick cunty.
Mine is thick, don't give a fuck about rain.
Yours is damaged from out fingering.
Finger the ones by accident.
Oh, yeah. We have to legally say by accident.
No, it was by accident.
I think you will get done for it, won't we?
If I were to finger,
why did
I
you do
finger...
like air quote? Like, no. Accident.
Yeah. No.
You've got to be smiling your face.
No. Bless her.
Bless her. Bless her. So nice. Bless her. Such a nice dog.
Good girl.
Good Red girl. Rocket. Remember that on South Park when it goes Red Rocket?
Red Rocket. She's a girl dog. Though,
wanking
so.
Dogs off. Red Rocket. Yeah, the lipstick comes out.
Well, I don't watch them fucking shit cartoons.
They did something with cats and all, don't they? Like, they make cats piss on their face and it like gives them like some drug high, so then it started some craze off in America where kids were like getting cat piss on their face.
Pussy juice on your face.
Cat piss, you know, where they like
pussy juice.
Oh, this spray. Oh. Ain't that like scent spray thing. Yeah.
Do that.
You know when like lions do it on a bush. What? Boy cats do it.
Tomcats.
Girl they cats
call
don't
spray.
Do it.
They do a spray, don't they, to mark the territory?
Yeah, it's like that.
Mark the territory.
Territory, yeah. Terrible Tory.
Cats are cunts anyway, aren't they?
Cats are pricks.
Do you like cats,
don't
you?
I
don't
like cats, no.
Do you prefer them to dogs? Oh, no.
Cats are shit.
Cats are wank.
Cats are shit. If you're a cat and you're listening now, you're a shit.
Yeah, fuck off. Stop listening and don't want... You and your kind can fuck off.
Yeah.
Tell them, Matt.
Fuck off.
Prick cat cunts.
You bastard.
Bastard cats. I can get right fucked. With your fucking furry shitted little faces.
Don't ask me how.
Thinking how good you are.
Don't ask him how.
Don't ask me how.
Hey, do you know we mentioned about my finger earlier?
Is that the finger you did your dog?
That's a bit sore.
Is it because of dog's ass?
No. I
Puss?
Bought Poppy, my dog. She had a sore paw. So I bought this antiseptic fucking spray stuff and spray it on it. It cleared it up.
Yeah.
So I thought, I'm going to spray that on my finger.
Is that what that is?
And I did spray it on my finger and it did clear it up. But now it's a little bit woof.
Dickhead.
See, I like that. Well done. Thanks, Matt. I like that. See, I won't shoot yours down. I like it.
Oh, well, good that.
Yeah, I like how it gets there.
I said it in house the other day and Kerry absolutely pissed us in, so I thought I did all right there.
She laughs at your jokes?
Yeah. She likes me.
Don't matter how funny mine are. You're a dickhead.
She likes me.
You're not funny, you dickhead. She's
saying, oh my God, you are a shit.
Laura
fucker.
Had an idea of a wife swap, essentially. And well, her idea was just to be a cunt. And what she said was,
is this a sex thing?
No, we don't have to.
Do you bang?
Don't have to sex people, no. It was like swap people for a day.
What was if you went, want to?
But
or not?
You've got to get Lorraine. And I'm like, I'm not having fucking Lorraine. I'm like, I'd rather have nothing. And she's like, you need to get. I'm like, no, I want Lisa because she's nice and she cooks things. She's
who does
she's
Laura
I love
want?
Lisa, then? And then
does
I went,
Laura want?
In fact, I'll have Kerry, or I'll have Amy, or in fact, I'll have anybody other than fucking you two. So that was her idea. She said, oh, I'll just be like me and Lorraine stood at like at back where nobody picks us, you know, like fucking fat kid at football. No offense.
Who are you? No offence into them.
I just thought it'd be a funny little bit. I didn't mean it.
Yeah, no offence,
I always used to get left at football.
Cause
shit.
Cause stood there in a tutu. ticking and fucking clicking in corner.
Just cause shit.
Oh, right. But you don't strike me as a good footballer. You said you did play football.
I did. For local Kirkshandle team. But at school, I used to get left.
You didn't play for hands with
Matt
special
stood on the
school,
periphery, just twitching, randomly. Licking the goalpost or something.
You look like you'd be good at basketball.
No, I used to be part of a basketball team as well.
How about badminton?
Of course you did.
Don't play with cocks.
What about? How good at badminton?
Of course you are. You play with cocks.
I'm good at badminton.
Yeah.
I like that one. Are you going?
Going for
he's going
a
outside
smoke
to fart
fucking
again.
He's going to suck a dick, apparently.
I'm going to suck a dick.
You get piercing lip tongue bastard. I always take piss out of him for having his tongue pierced and then remember that Chappers has got his done. He's like, what are you trying to say? What?
That's it.
What? What?
Gay.
Gay. Oh.
Yeah, we don't see homosexuality. We don't see
colours.
Do you feel homosexuality?
Do I feel homosexuality?
Yeah, you don't see it, but you feel it.
Oh, he feels it all right.
I don't feel it.
Deep in his pussy.
I'm a man pussy.
Oh, you man pussy. I hate that fucking video. Makes me feel sick.
What video?
That thing where he talks about his man pussy. Is it Batman or something?
What?
It's like a cartoon, like one of them right shitty cartoons.
Yeah, I've not seen it.
No.
Is this one of these like porn cartoon things?
No, it's like one of those weird like little Insta tiny little clip videos where he's good. Oh, it's Bugs Bunny.
What?
Bugs Bunny gets Elmer Fudd.
Say man pussy.
It does, and it's not like a proper, it's not official Warner Brothers.
I don't know, yeah.
It's where a crude artist rendition. He'll have seen it.
He's got a man pussy him.
You know the video of like that Bugs Bunny where he goes, oh, deep in the man pussy type thing, and he sniffs him?
No.
You have. You're lying,
wow, it's just you. Watch this shit.
I didn't mean to watch. I didn't like it. I didn't mean to watch it.
I didn't like it.
I didn't mean to see it.
I couldn't clean my eyes afterwards.
I couldn't turn away.
I couldn't.
Anyway, who have we got today?
Who's here? I'm here.
Who's here for the show?
And you're here.
I'm here.
Nice to meet you.
Hey, question, Dan. You went to Carlisle week.
Yeah, right. A month ago.
Did you stay
now
at that Stillbar truck stop?
I did stay there. I
meant to ask you about that.
Somebody said it was shut and it only available for Kalina But they were clearly fucking idiots.
Oh, that was Mikey. He talks shit half at time.
Eh? Talks right shit, doesn't he?
He's right shit. He always picks on me for being 40.
Where's he from? South Shields or something?
Does he fuck? He's from North Allerton, isn't
he? I thought we were just telling everyone from up there that they're from South Shields, because Lengy loved it when you did that.
Has he got a proper shower block and cafe and all that malarkey? I've only ever stayed there.
Toilets weren't great. Cafe were nice, but like dead spaced out, so like,
yeah, bro.
But like space. Plenty of space, so like there's just one smelly trucker on
each
table.
It's like
table.
A Stobarty type of thing. Slash cleaner.
It's supposed to be, yeah. Because they've got that yard in back, aren't they? So there's that space, and then there's some like bits outside of it that you can go to. There's no pubs that you can walk to nearby, but they've got beer inside and like in the fridge and that, you know, bottles and cans and shit.
And you can sneak over the road to Asda, can't you?
You can go to Asda.
Which I presume is 24 hour, isn't it?
Yeah, and there's like a Costa and Stuffwart Road and like a retail park and a Starbucks around the corner. There's plenty of stuff like if you want a little walk, you can just walk around a massive
Most
Asda.
Most truckers don't.
No. This fucking, no offense if you're listening, but this fucking big guy, big fucking guy,
big guy,
really big guy. As
big
I was pulling in,
guy.
He would walk like crossing over to go to Asda. You know, like falling out at the bottom of his fucking t-shirt, like,
oh,
like really, really, like he was fucking carrying like an extra five people. Big fella, right? Seen him walking across road.
Well, was he a big guy?
Trying to cross road, yeah, big fella. What I'm trying to say is, he's a big fella. I pulled into there, sat there for a bit, went into thing, paid. And as I was walking in to pay, he was then walking back from Asda, and it looked like he had his tea. You know what his tea were?
A big box of donuts.
Two family-sized trifles. He just had two trifles, like, huffing and puffing, like, slowly walking back across the road. And
wow.
He's obviously not bothered. He's not trying to help yourself in any way, are you? Like, oh, I know what I'll have for my dessert. Two fucking family-sized trifles. But, you know, bigger, like fucking that, like dinner plate-sized ones.
The one on the packet, it'd say, like, it's serves like in four
a
people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That one of them. Well, I mean, they're like, they're a bit tight, though, aren't they? So I'd like to say, it'd serve three people, wouldn't it, one of them?
Oh, I like trifles.
No, but they were saving trifle. It for his breakfast.
He might have saved one for his breakfast, yeah. I wouldn't have said he would. We're gonna. But... That's
was
what,
he
was just carrying those two off.
Was he eating one
sweating.
As he were walking?
No.
Drinking the fucker.
Yeah. He could just drink it. Yeah, he threw it behind him. Empty one. Dear. He won his third. But yeah, mate, don't do that.
No.
Have a salad.
Have a salad.
Your
have a salad.
Salad
and chill out.
Have a salad, your salad.
Well, not hear it. You're all right.
We'll probably will.
No.
But then you reference it, so then... In-
Quiet as a mouse. Salad.
At what point do you just give up and just think...
Well, I think his point were about 10 stone before that, I think. You're a big guy. I mean, people just do what you want to do. I mean, I can see how it gets to a point, especially being a lorry driver. If they're doing long hours and you start putting weight on, and it gets to a fucking point where you're really putting weight on, maybe you're a bit fucking, you've gone through a bit of a shit patch and all this kind of shit. What, did he just
I just made
then?
A weird noise for some reason. Apologies.
Yeah, you can see how people do get to a point where they haven't got time for gym. They're not really that bothered. They've got no interest in looking after themselves. They can't really be arsed with that kind of stuff. So it just carries on, doesn't it? They've got a shit diet and they start putting weight on and then they just stay that way.
Yeah.
So it just carries on getting shit and they just don't get to a point where it stops. And they think, oh, fuck it.
It's like
a
fat bastard
on
Austin Powers, isn't it?
Yeah.
What was it? Would you say something like,
fat
I eat because I'm fat and I'm fat because I eat or something?
It usually gets to a point where somebody has that. If somebody changes their life, it's got to be early enough for somebody to think, fuck, I've got this health thing. I need to change the way I do things now.
But then when it's too late and they go, yeah, you've got diabetes.
Yeah,
and...
like, oh, fuck it. I can't be honest. No, I'm just going to carry on.
Yes.
But he were big guy. I mean, there's big guys about, isn't it? Obviously, whatever. Fine. Do what you want. I don't care. I don't care that you're from France.
I never said I was from France.
You're from Iran.
No. I never said I was from Iran.
Well, you said something like that.
I said I was a man.
It's a reference to IT Crowd.
I've seen it.
It's best episode on planet if you've not seen it. Called The Speech. Series 4, is it?
No, I don't fucking know.
Series 4, funny. Not season, because we're in England. If you say you're seasoned, you're a cunt.
This the season to be jolly.
No, that's bad luck. Can't do that.
Were you going for some sort of record of how many times you can drop the C-bomb in an episode? Because you've really gone through it today.
Yeah. Just hoping some old people are listening. Turn them off.
No, they'll have turned off a long time ago.
Yeah. Do you still make your gran listen to this?
Pardon?
I thought you meant that's why we were saying non-cunts before. Because we had elderly family members. And you're like, I can't tell them to listen, because...
I don't know. I don't have anybody...
I often advise people to not listen.
Yeah, that's probably not the best thing to do.
I just, no, don't listen. But then it makes them want to listen, doesn't it?
I don't know. Apparently. Some of Nicole's friends listen. And she's like, oh, she's doing... So-and-so's listened to all the episodes. I'm like, really?
You really
don't
shouldn't.
Know why.
You really shouldn't.
Yeah. Shum.
It's really not for you.
Shunt, shunt.
You're not really the demographic we're going for.
Yeah. Mila on FaceTime with a couple of mates, and one of their mum's dads were a truck driver. And Mila said something about it. I'm like, oh, does he listen to podcasts? And she like went, yeah, he listens to you. I'm like, I'm surprised you've not been banned from playing hanging around with Mila. And they don't play in comp, do they? Don't go around to play. Nobody goes around to anybody's houses. We were saying this, weren't we? I think we said it before. Why don't you go chill this around the corner? And you just go and knock on a door and
go and call for her.
Yeah, go and call for her and go
do what?
Just go out to Tanyard and go to a cafe and have something to drink and stuff. And she's like, well, just go outside with your feet and walk and fucking call for some. No, I'm not saying it again.
Child.
I'm not saying for anything, yeah.
Don't say it to your kids.
I'm not saying it anymore. List is still on there if you want to do it.
Unlock it. So I'm going to read Patreon list out, like we said earlier.
I want you to alternate between Geordie and Scouse.
I cannot.
I want you to alternate between North Shields and South Shields.
Oh, that's easy, because that's all I fucking say.
Go for it.
So yeah, we were saying about Patreon. Just become a patron. It's fucking good, because you get on the Discord, and the Discord is very, very good, very good, very nice.
Very good, very nice.
Where are we? Right.
Shedistan.
Shedbakistan,
indeed.
Right. Turn off the light.
Right then, let's do this.
Yeah, so become a patron because you'll like it, because you get on a Discord and it's like a nice community. You get discount in a shop as well. You get put into a monthly draw.
I think it is a nice community, isn't it?
It is a lovely community. So, here we go. How are you there? At number fucking one, Luke fucking Chapman. Wobble Gob, Chris Rag, It's a Fix, Master Bates, Ian Croucher, Andon, Keegs, Liam Atkinson Bruce, Benjamin Abrahams, nope. Jan. See, I fucked up already now. Dan Chandler, Thomas Hoyland, Pops Twinkle Dick, Kerry Oxlade, Loza, Kurt Mail, Kieran Haynes, Matt Frosdick, Trucker Sheamus, Matt Herman, Rob Sindel, Byron Lockwood. I've lost it.
Oh no.
Christopher Senior, Mr. Rob.
He's gone wrong.
Marf's mate, Lenny, Cronenberg, Tim Ampson, Sue. It's just Sue now.
Not Sue.
Just Sue. No, it's just Sue. Dan Tweedale, Harry Wood. Paul Longstaff, Liam Spring. Dave Sheldon, Mike Isles, yeah, bastard.
You bastard.
Dev Chamberlain. Andy Bigney, Andy McClellan, Scotty B, Chris Allardyce, Trucker Soud, Little Ben, Jason Hannon, Trucker Raff, Dan Courtley, Cam Raven, Damo, Blondie's Boobies, Stuart Lane, Gamekeeper Kenny, Tricky Rick, 6 Foot Aaron Fox, Matt Heal. Job done. That's them.
And that's it.
So if you want your name read out, become a patron. Yep.
You bastards.
Yeah. Get on a shop.
Use the codes.
Get on a shop.
Use the codes.
Use the codes if you're a patron. And you go on a shop, you can get 10% off or 20% off by using your code. If you don't use your code, you pay 10% or 20% that you didn't need to pay, but it's all good for us because it makes us more richer.
Indeed.
We're not rich.
Support Holly.
Support Holy. Holy. Gee, he always says Holly.
I am.
Who the fuck is Holly?
I don't know.
Who the fuck is Holly?
She's an idiot.
Holly is a fucking
Holy.
Given now fucking Holly is.
And use the code.
Yeah, use your code JTAPOD, JTAPOD5. Crisps.
Send us more.
We send like us more anons. From cheese anon. And onion, please.
No, not cheese and
yeah.
onion.
Yeah. Yeah, I want some.
Some fucking salt and vinegar.
Salt and vinegar ones. Vinegar peppery shit. And salty ones.
Or
they were nice.
Plain.
Salt. Cheese and onion.
Cheese and onion, a wank. Don't send cheese and onion.
I want cheese and onion.
Wank.
It's not all about you.
I think we should have a side order of bagels also.
Oh, yeah, bagel.
Send popcorn.
I'd love some bagels.
Do not send bagels. Bagels are for pedos.
That's a bold claim.
Don't think you can say
it's
that.
It's true. Yeah. If you eat a bagel, you're a pedo.
Well, I see. There's lots of gym women on Instagram eating bagels.
So. Yeah, because they're trying to sell something that's shit. So they'll bagels. Use a fit person to try and sell a bagel.
All right.
We'll use this fit chick like to try and sell this shit because these are not going off at shelf.
It's just bread.
Because
what's
shit.
Your problem here? It's just
shit.
Bread.
It's sticky thing.
It's dense bread. Oh, when I went to Costco.
You're dense.
I'm dense. I'm thick as fuck, yo. When I went to Costco, you know, massive pizzas.
Yeah.
I'm like, Mila, do you want one of these big pizzas?
They don't use rate cheese on them. Carry on.
Laura didn't like it. She said it was too rich. I'm like,
yeah, they don't use mozzarella.
But they don't use mozzarella, but it were nice. I thought it was all right. But the fucking pizza were like this bit, and it just fit in the fucking oven, like the full width and breadth of it. It was massive. And she come in and she went, what'd you bought all that for? I don't know, I just got...
Because it was 27 pence.
Just got giddy. Because I didn't have to pay VAT on it.
VAT is VAT.
VAT is VAT. And you know what, it is VAT. That's just a case, that. It's not got a phone in it.
No, you ain't got a big one.
I like bagels.
Bagels are shit. That's his phone, it's just not got a case on it. Fucking...
iPhone 15 Pro Max. Pro Max, yeah.
Don't like iPhones.
Give it to Mila, didn't I? Didn't I say this?
Got his,
you did, because she somebody left her because she
got
had
his send an Apple Watch
thanks
as
for
well.
Listening.
Sheepy cunt.
Got his send an Apple Watch as
you
well.
You know what this is called on Bluetooth when it connects to my car? Bar sheep iPhone wanker.
Ah, oh, that's all funny.
Oh. I wanted to just a wheeze with me.
No, you're before, making fun of me now. Conscious about my
asthmatic
weird
cunt.
Laughing.
I wheeze all the time when I'm laughing. Don't worry about it, Dan.
I wheeze when I poos. You can't have a poo without having a wee, can you?
But you can wee without pooing.
Yeah.
But you can't poo without
it's
weeing.
Weird,
what,
isn't
you
it?
Mean you can have a wee without pooing?
Uh-huh.
Is that,
stood up.
Are you supposed to be able to do that?
Yeah.
Oh. Stood up, it just falls out.
A stood up poo. You sit down,
down
wee and a bitch.
Stand up poo.
That's how men poo.
Is that how you do it?
Yeah, stand up pooing.
Yeah,
just like kind of arch your back that. A bit.
Let's try that.
Tell you what though,
but you have to wait for it so it's ready to come out. Can't be stood there for 10 minutes.
If you get it wrong, the wiping's problematic.
Wiping's for bitches. Don't wipe.
Fuck wiping! It brings on the rain.
Don't wipe the shite.
Yeah, don't wipe.
I've got a bidet. I just blast it away.
Oh, bidet to use too, sir.
Don't ask me how.
Every time. Oh, thanks a latte.
There you go.
Oh, I've never said that joke, have I?
No.
No, don't matter then.
You've just said the punchline before I said the joke. You have to
ruined it.
You have to wait a week and then tell us. We'll forgotten.
I'll wait a month. I'll wait a month.
You're a munter.
Well, we're going there because
yeah,
we just start abusing
fuck
each
it.
Other.
Get on his website. Become
just
a Patreon.
JustTruckingAbout.co.uk.
JustTruckingAbout.co.uk.
That's where we are.
You got all the links on there. Become a Patreon. Get on, Oli.
Get on thanks. The shop and buy some stickers and spread the word.
Thanks to all the Patreon-y yeah. people and the ever-growing list. We very appreciate you.
We like you
fucking
a lot.
Our people.
Also, we haven't had many reviews
down.
On Spotify
Apple.
And Apple and stuff.
This what?
No reviews. Not enough reviews.
Yeah,
not
you
enough.
Yeah. If you listen to us yeah. on Apple, write us a little review.
Don't do one star like that unfunny
five
cunt.
Stars?
Some unfunny
cunt's
something. Just done a one star.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. And he thinks it's fucking hilarious, don't he?
You can write anything on the thing. You don't have to write an actual review. Just write something.
Yeah, just like cats are fluffy.
Like, tell us what your favourite flavour of Crispers.
Yeah.
Just write something. As long as it's got five stars.
It would be nice to say something nice about us.
It would be. Yeah.
Five stars, cheese and onion.
Yeah.
Do you like bagels or not?
No, I don't. I think they're shit.
I know about you.
Get on Spotify and rate us on there. And on Apple, rate us and review us.
Get ready for Lincoln.
Get
everybody
ready for the
launch. And say hello and all that shit. Oh, yeah. It's coming now and it's not long away.
Yeah. It's coming up.
It's not long, is it?
It's
what?
3 weeks by the time this episode comes out.
Is
three,
it really?
3 weeks by the time this episode
comes out. It's only 5 weeks away.
No, oh, it's 3 weeks.
It away, isn't it? 3 weeks away.
It's in the months.
This holy package will be going to a lucky winner.
I'm going to draw that this week.
You can't because, yeah, next this week. You just draw it this week.
This week.
This week.
Yeah.
When this podcast is going out.
When this podcast comes out is when I'll draw it.
So you've done it. You'll
be drawing it the week that people are listening to it.
To this.
To like now.
Unless somebody's just started listening, then you'll probably not get it up. That'll have been months ago.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, if you've just started listening like, and
listening
and
in August,
you're like a few episodes behind or a few months behind, you're out of it.
Yeah,
what
you're
if
not
it's
get
like
it.
2028 and somebody's found it and they're
definitely
going through
not.
The back catalogue?
Yeah. You won't be getting it.
And they're talking about all this.
I'm going to go and see when them kids were young, them guys, yeah. When they first started.
Back in the day.
And now that.
Hello there, here we are, episode one.
Owning the world.
Do you know what I said the other day? I know we're supposed to be finishing, wrapping up now.
It's all right, go
just
on.
Just keep going.
It's fine.
I mentioned this for a Discord special, Patreon special for everyone. As actual episode one first recording, yeah. What happened to that? Because that never went out.
No, I think it might still be around.
You know about that one where there was about 10 of us and we're all talking all over each other?
Yeah.
Oh, it was fucking chaos. Yeah. And you couldn't sort any and it fucking... Was, no, yeah. It
sounded
shit.
So shit. That we
it might
it
still
happen.
Be on Larry. It might still be on there. I think I deleted it.
We should look for it and see. Just stick it on Discord for them lot.
All right.
It's got Paul on it.
It has.
Need to get rid of him off of his fucking description, actually.
I did.
Paul that's never been on an actual episode.
Yeah, I got rid of him over a month.
Yeah.
Are we
done?
Paul.
Are we done then?
Oh, just hopeful like that we're going to come back.
Baby, come back.
Come back as much as... He only has to come a couple of times and then he's rivaling Ash.
With a bye 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 bye. I'm fucking surprised he's here today.
Chappers might be back next time, seeing as he's not.
Are we done?
Yeah.
We'll see this.
Bastard.
Love you, bye.
You bastard.